One of our greatest desires in this life is to have a friend, a true friend, a friend who's always there for us, who understands us, who shares their life with us, who calls us out when we screw up, right? And who rejoices in our joys. I bring up friendship today because in today's first reading, there's a really important line when it talks about how Moses used to pray to the Lord. And the translation says, "The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as one man speaks to another." A better translation is, "as one man speaks to his friend." God was Moses' friend, not just his buddy, right, but his friend, somebody who knew him intimately and was always there to support him in the trials and in the joys. And God promises to be our friend, right? It's already here in the Old Testament that that's what he desires for us. And Jesus makes it abundantly clear when he says, "I no longer call you servants or enemies, but my friends." But my friends. How do we become friends of God? We have to be like Joshua from the first reading, right? We have to go to the tent in a place far away, to the Father's house, and we need to sit there in silence, right? That's what we call prayer. And so today, as we continue this Mass, as we come forward to receive our best friend into our hearts, let's simply ask Jesus to teach us how to be his friend.